Bill Hart figures I'm the 100th person he's guided into the Pinokies over the last year. The avid fisherman says he'd even reveal his secret trout streams if it would save the region from mining.
I'm just concerned about the water. That's what I'm concerned about. And I love trout fishing, and I love little brook trout. And they're going to be gone if that mine goes there. Absolutely gone.
We leave Ashland, heading southeast, first to meet with one of a handful of people working with Hart to thwart the open pit mine.
This is Highway 13.
Okay.
We're just in about a mile and a half. We'll turn and go down to go see Pete.
A few minutes later, we arrive at the home of Pete Rasmussen.
We built the house and the barn.
Rasmussen says he and his wife want to raise their family here, but right now he feels the need to fight what he calls misinformation.
There's a lot of talk about the heritage and history of shaft mining over in Hurley, and open pit strip mining is much different than the shaft mining of 100 years ago.
Rasmussen helped launch a website called the Pinoki Hills Education Project.
Part of what I do is take pictures, and last spring I got up in an airplane and took a lot of aerials. The pictures of the Tilden mine up in Marquette are one way to look at it, or the Rust Hall mine over by Hibbing. These are huge open pit mines. It's more likened to mountaintop removal mining down in West Virginia than it would be to shaft mining.
Bill Hart's passion runs just as deep, but instead of tweaking the website, Hart shows people the landscape. So we head on to snow-packed roads.
And so you can see the hills now. We're getting closer to Mellon.
Hart pauses at Lake Caroline to point to a gurgling stream.
That's the very start of the Bad River, right there.
Just a trickle here, but as it nears Lake Superior, the Bad River gives way to wetlands, prized for sturgeon spawning and wild rice.
It's a huge river.
When we reach Tyler Forks River, Hart bounds ahead through the snow. The ground is wet here and there, with pooled water.
In the summer or the fall, it's real mossy, and it's just very wet. There's little springs all over in there.
They feed the river, keeping it chilled the way trout like it. Hart says the iron mine would stand just a few hundred feet from this spot. Also nearby is the dream home John Frank and his wife built on Twin Lakes. He says a long time ago, his dad, a brewery worker for Pabst, stumbled upon the area's beauty.
And that's why we made the choice to come here. You know, it was just so special and so private, and we had such a part of our lives invested in this. And our whole family did.
Frank says he never imagined a mine might break ground above their heads, touching the slopes where he has hunted and fished for years.
Everything that's on that slope flows this way, flows into Mackey, flows into McCarthy, into a huge swamp that eventually feeds into the east side of Caroline Lake. And then the Caroline, of course, being the headwaters of the Bad River, is the lowest level of all of the lakes in this area, and everything is going to sooner or later wind up in the Bad River.
Kent Geckerman is not worried about his retirement home and considered himself open-minded when it came to mining.
I thought, well, you know, people need jobs in the area, need work.
Yet Geckerman says unease bubbled up when he learned Wisconsin might change its mining rules in the process.
Got a good mining law in place, and now they want to come in and quickly change it and reduce some environmental protections.
Geckerman says he spent more than three decades protecting what he calls a nearby gem, Copper Falls State Park. The falls is a piece of the massive Bad River watershed.
And you think, oh, everything that could possibly go wrong, plus all the water off that hill comes right through Copper Falls State Park, virtually all of it at some point. And if that water is degraded, the whole park is impacted.
Geckerman says he now wants the mining operation to move ahead, only if it can be accomplished without influencing the air and water.
Let's slow down and take a long look at this and see what it's actually going to do.
Senator Neil Kedzie may be unable to oblige. In a press release this week, the head of the Senate Select Committee on Mining Jobs stated, only a few short weeks are left for the committee to complete its task. The first public hearing on the bill is slated for Friday in Platteville. Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM.